We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so I've got my sister Sue on the phone right now. We're going to talk to her in just a second. I feel I have a responsibility as a broadcaster to just make a couple points. Everybody's experience with COVID-19 is going to be different. Mm-hmm. Everybody's reaction to it is a virus. And so I don't want you to hear this and think, okay, that's what it'll be like for me, because it might not be. It could be way better. It could be way worse. But what I have wanted to know, and I've wanted to hear somebody's experience who has had COVID-19. And so my sister just got the results today. This is Sue. And so you did get a positive test result.
Yeah, I got a call from City MD this morning. And no, I was tested last Wednesday. That's how long it took to get results. They're not coming in 3 to 5 days.
No.
And my stuff went to LabCorp, and they told me they're manually inputting. That's
wow.
How backed up, and
So let's talk about Sue. I kind of want to just go through the timeline of what your experience was like with COVID-19, and obviously you're still getting better from it. But when did you start feeling sick?
Last Wednesday, in the afternoon, I felt like it hurt to step on my own feet. It was bizarre. And I got super tired. So I, of course, went upstairs, took my temperature, and I was already over 101, and then immediately went and got tested. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday were under 102, but a fever. Incredible body aches. By day three, I couldn't taste or smell anything, which was mm-hmm. bizarre.
That's one of the side effects we've heard of COVID-19. Yeah,
but it's not like you're congested and you can't smell. I wasn't congested. Uh-huh. I just couldn't taste or smell anything, and the body aches were horrible. Tired, and when the fever resolved around Sunday into Monday. GI issues, and then the cough came Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
How is the cough different from other coughs you've had? Can you describe this one, or is it different?
Well, it's like dry cough. It sounds like this. When
okay.
I talk a lot, I get a cough.
Are you doing that for effect?
Cough. No.
Like, that was good. No, I'm
no,
joking.
I'm not. It's just,
no, I know.
Say it.
Take a sip.
I'm really
Take
not.
A sip. That's
but
okay.
I never do I get like a chest thing ever. That's not okay. my.
Did you feel that? Did you feel the heaviness in the chest like they have talked about?
Yes. Yep. And on this is the one thing. So Sunday was the one day I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go to the hospital. It felt like someone was sitting on my chest. I really had trouble just like walking. And that's the piece that I just want to say where I have a really smart son. He's like, everyone's going to go out and get this, but get a pulse ox monitor. So I did. I got it off of Amazon for $20. And it gave what it does is give you the comfort of, well, like, what's your oxygen level? Because my doctor, your own doctors aren't going to see you. They all installed stuff for video monitoring.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I got my pulse ox monitor and it was showing I had 99%
oxygenation, I think it is. Right. I'm going to let you stop for 1 second. Take a sip. Hold on. Take a sip. We're on the phone with my sister, Sue. She is in Long Island outside of New York City. You have heard about just the explosion of COVID-19 positives in the city, and it's so serious, worst in the country. So my sister Sue is about 15 minutes outside of New York City. She has finally, after a week, gotten the results that she did test positive, and we're just hearing what her experience was like with it. Now, again, I have to say, every single person's experience, if you get the coronavirus, is going to be different. It's a virus. Everybody reacts differently. I will also say that my sister is in incredible shape, is healthy, no pre-existing conditions. And the thing that scares me so much, for it to hit you, Sue, like this, I am so scared of what it would be like for somebody that does have a compromised immune system, is older, has other things going on.
I know. That's what's scary, because we know two older people who are like friends of mine, parents died from COVID. So it's really scary for the older people. And for me to feel like they were sitting on my chest, like the hospital, full on, I called ahead. They're like, do not come. If you can speak and talk, you are not sick enough to come.
I'm wow.
Like, what? So you kind of feel like alone. So I got, actually, I also got a blood pressure cuff. And just so at least I could do some of my own vitals and know where I was. And they say if your fever gets, upward of over 103, or your pulse, your oxygen level goes below, I think, I forgot the level they told me, but at least I had something that I could, like, quantitative data.
Yeah. Well, you know what Nick told me? Nick told me that you can't have nail polish on your finger when you're doing your pulse ox. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it doesn't read the oxygen as well if you have nail polish on. So that's just something. It sits
on
your fingertip.
I took my nail polish off. Yeah. I know. Just another. The only funny note, because, my kids
I'm
are
so
like,
glad you're going to go there. Go ahead.
You're saying it. I'm not saying it.
Go ahead. What's the funny note?
I'm saying it. Well, now here I can't smell or taste food, but somehow the texture alone made me want to eat. I didn't lose my appetite. I don't. Not. In fact, it was an upsurge. I ate more, I can't even say it. I ate just on texture.
Yeah.
Amazingly.
So the takeaway from this is getting it sucks, and you don't even lose weight.
Yeah. You just don't know where you're going to be in that spectrum. And it's actually super scary because, you're on your own with your loved ones,
Sue, how did you stop the spread, or have you stopped the spread to those close to you? And how did you isolate yourself? Give me like a quick snapshot of your regular day and how you don't come in contact with people.
We, when it was breaking down in New York 2 weeks ago, shopped for like a month. And our kids are all older and living in the city. They wanted to come home because, like, nobody's in the city right now. Mm-hmm. And the minute I got any symptoms, I haven't stepped foot out of my house since last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And either has my husband. Like, very responsible, because you will spread it. You will spread it. Mm-hmm. And we've just been by ourselves. Like, nothing. No deliveries. Nothing.
What do you think, so for people listening right now, and it's scary to hear this, but we have to be prepared. What should somebody have on their nightstand, Sue, to get through this? Because it is a lot of alone time, because you do want to self-quarantine. What would be what do you think should be on somebody's nightstand if they should get sick?
I would get Gatorade in the house. 100% first thing is Tylenol, extra strength. I would get a pulse ox monitor if you can find it. Just so you, because that's the one panic thing. Like, what is my oxygen? Like, because it felt like I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. I had tea, decaffeinated tea, just because the warm helped my chest a lot.
Okay.
Cough medicine.
Like, what kind of cough medicine? I don't even know. What cough medicine are you supposed to take?
I haven't taken cough medicine in 20 years.
So what did you end up using? Robitussin.
I used Robitussin, yep.
Okay.
And which I haven't literally taken. Maybe it's been 30 years. I never take cough medicine.
Right. Sue, from a nurse, I heard Robitussin and Mucinex are kind of, and you can get the knockoffs if you want, but those two styles for nurses I know that are working in it say that they're effective for them, and there may be others, but those are the two that I was told to probably have.
Wait,
a bottle
I gotta
of
write
each.
That down because I don't have
Mucinex
those.
And Robitussin would be a good starting point.
And Robitussin.
And for Sue, it was Robitussin.
Okay.
Yeah, respect it was Robitussin for me. And then just have, you know, get your food, vitamin C. I've never drank more orange juice. Never had. I got coldies, but those are hard to find now. And forcing myself to have a lot of liquids that doesn't include wine.
Right.
And lots of liquids.
Still my
no,
sister.
Nothing with caffeine because I have to hydrate too, you know?
Yeah.
Sue,
don't want to get dehydrated.
So obviously you're in the house with one of our favorite people in the world, Plant Man. How is Plant Man
is
feeling?
Down.
How's Steve feeling?
He's got a great immune system too. So he doesn't have fever, but he feels really achy and, he, what are the odds, lost his appetite. I'm like, this is not fair.
Come on. So that guy put some good numbers up on the board?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's not feeling well.
So and, this would be, but this is day one for him of not feeling well.
Day one. Well, yesterday was day one.
Okay. All right. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing. You know, it's a personal story when you get sick and something like this is scary. But I feel like the more we understand, you know, maybe this is what to expect. Maybe it's, I have a feeling that you got it. Like, even though you've been through a lot, I feel like you didn't get it as bad as other people because of your great health condition, you know?
I don't know. Cause there's perfectly healthy young people getting it. And, you know, you just don't know what you don't know. And I just wish everyone health and,
be safe.
Everything. It's just scary. Yeah, be safe.
Okay. I love you, sister, so much. You know how much I love you, right?
Hi. Love you.
Love you. And stay at home. Yep. Thank you so much. So that's my sister, Sue, in Long Island.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.